Shechevet, the 5-minute Torah tonight. We're gonna prepare also for the Heilig Yom Tov of Pesach and Leil Seder. Maybe we'll miramis a little bit to the parasha. The Friedrich Rebbe, Rietz Yitzchak Schneerson, Zatzal. So he used to say that people would say all the time that, you know why our door is not like the door Deya, not like the door of Yisiv Zitzrayim, the door that was Makabal the Torah? Because we don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. If we had a Moshe Rabbeinu, we'd be already Zoyche to Gula, we'd be Zoyche to Gula Shlema. Moshe Rabbeinu was our leader that took us to the Gula from Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, if we had a Moshe Rabbeinu, we'd already be Gula Shlema. So he says, not true. We're going to say Leil Seder, it's not just a Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to say Leil Seder Magid from Parshas Kisavo, Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. That we screamed out and we dive into Hashem, Vayishma Hashem Eskoleinu. Hashem listened to our voice. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's true, was our leader. But it was our tfilos. It was our davening, Me'amkus Halev, that brought about Vayishma Hashem Eskoleinu, and he brought us out of Mitzrayim. He used to say, if we would daven in such a way, if we would scream out to Hashem in such a way, if we'd really daven, not just show up to shul, open up a siddur and have Hebrew reading exercises, to really daven, b'mkavana, to really daven, me'am kuzalei v'nitzak, that's when we'd be zoichet to the Gula Shlema. You know, v'nitzak is the deepest language of tefillah. In Tehillim Kuv Zayin, saw this from the Baruch Hayim, he brings down from the Malbim that in Tehillim Kuv Zayin, you could go through it, Hod L'Hashem Ki Tov Kilam Chasdoi. It starts out, it speaks about, it repeats many times a very similar phrase, but a little different each time. In Pasuk Vav, it says, Vayitzak will Hashem, L'Hashem Vayitzak, like Venitzak. And then in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayizaku El Hashem, each Betzar Lehem im Tzukoseim Yoshiyem. In times of distress, from the deep anguish, he delivered them. But the first time it's Vayitzak, then Vayizak, Zo'aka. For it's Zo'aka, then Zo'aka. Then again in Pasuk Yutes, Vayizaku, Zo'aka. And then in Pasuk Chaskes, again Vayitzak, Vayitzaku. So in David HaMelech goes back and forth from a lashon of Zo'ak and Zo'ak. The Malbim explains, if you look in, I'm not out of time, it's only the 5-minute fart, so we can't explain. So you have to look it up yourself and tell him. But both times it says Zo'aka. So one time is talking about by a choyle, someone who's sick. And one time is someone who's bebeis asurim is in jail. Tzo'aka, like we have in our Agada, is by someone who's lost in the midbar or lost out in the yam at sea. And the Malbim explains that although these are both very high levels of tefillah, screaming, crying to Hashem, tzoak of v'nitzak of Leil Seder is the highest level. And what's the difference? He says, tzoak to daven to Hashem in such a way, it was by a chayla, or if you're in jail, means yes, you believe Hashem could help you, but you're also still reliant on others as well. When someone's sick, they also think, oh, maybe the doctor could help me, maybe some medication can help me. It's not kulo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're in jail, maybe a government official could help me. Maybe someone, a politician could help me. Of course, also Hashem could help me. So I scream out to Hashem, but not reliant only on Hashem. When you're stuck out in the midbar all alone, when you're stuck out in the sea all alone, you realize there's no one but the Eibishter in Hemel that could help me. And Vanitzak, the Lashon Vanitzaku, is the highest language of tefillah. It's that I know there's nothing else in this world that could help me but the Eibishter. And when we yell out to Hashem, Vanitzak, Leil Seder, Vanitzak Hashem, that's what brings Geula. We see this as well by Chana. Chana, for many years, couldn't have children, and she was davening the whole time. When was she zoicha to the tefillah that we still pattern our tefillahs after until today? That was the first one to daven the Shemoneh Esrei like we daven. So many halachos of tefillah we learn from Chana. If you look in the Navi and Shmuel, her husband Elkanah, who was surely daven for her as well, wanted her to have children, comes to her and says, and I'm paraphrasing, but says, basically he hit a point of Yish and he said, it's okay, I'm as good as 10 children to you. And that's when Chana davens this tefillah that brings Geula to her. Because that's when she, until that point, she was davening, but thinking that she could be reliant on her husband's tefillahs as well. Now she realized it's only the Eibishter that could help her. That's when our tefillos are answered. That's Vanitzak. That's the tefillos of Lel Seder Vanitzak. Tzadikim say, if during Vanitzak Yidavin, Me'am Kusalev, we have no idea what Yeshua's could come our way. We have no idea. And that's what our tefillah has to be. Our tefillah has to be Vanitzak, has to be all our tefillahs. Realizing that everything we have is only from the Eibishter. We're reliant on nobody else but the Eibishter. And to give Akarsa Tov to everything, only be the Eibishter. It's a little bit longer, but I have to share a story that Be'er Chaim brings down. I'll say it quickly. The Be'er Chaim talks about a Yid. And this Yid owed a lot of money to some pirates. And the pirate wanted it for a long time, and he couldn't come up with the funds. And eventually the pirate said, it's going to be very bad. That's it, over. Which meant, Mamish is going to come. I don't know, either kidnap him or kill him. And this Yid's very scared. So he goes, and it's right before Pesach. And he's scared what's going to be. He travels to the tzaddik, the third Rev of Koznitz. Rav Chaim Meir Yechiel Shapiro. And he went to him, and he wanted to talk to him to get a bracha. And he went there a few hours before Shabbos, and he was told, sorry, you can't see the Rebbe. You can't see the Rebbe, no one can see the Rebbe now, I'm sorry. Stay here for Shabbos, maybe on Matzah Shabbos we'll get you in. So he stays for Shabbos. It's Shabbos HaGadol. And it was a beautiful Shabbos, although he was very nervous and had a lot of anxiety the entire time. And he went to the Shabbos HaGadol drasha of the Rebbe. And at the Shabbos HaGadol drasha, the Rebbe said, Lel Seder, every person who wants anything, any bracha, anything he needs, anything he's hurting from, when you scream out Lel Seder, Vanitzak El Hashem, and you scream it, and you daven for it, and any machla, any Yeshua you need, you'll be answered. He heard that, and he felt like the Rebbe was talking straight to him, and that's what he needed. And Matzei Shabbos came, he didn't even wait to meet with the Rebbe. He knew that's all he needed to hear. Matzei Shabbos came, and he went back home, and he told his family, Lel Seder, we're going to daven by Vanitzak, we're going to scream, and we're going to be okay. Comes Lel Seder, Vanitzak, they're screaming and screaming and screaming. Listen to what happens. That day, earlier in the day, that same pirates got into a whole fight with another individual over some money, whatever it was. And there was a whole maisa. And by accident, he was very angry. And the pirates went and he killed someone. He killed the guy. Okay? So he knew, I don't remember if he killed the guy, he killed his wife, he killed someone. And he knew, forget it, he's in big trouble now. He's in big trouble and they're going to come and arrest him and throw him in jail for good. So he decided he's got to run away. So he takes all of his possessions, all of his money, he was a very wealthy guy, and he puts it all in two big sacks and he gets onto Chlesnish's horse and he's running away. But he realizes, wait, he's going to go to the border and there are policemen by the border. They're going to see him with big sacks. They see he's running away. They're going to question him. They're going to hold on to him. Something must be going on. So he decides he has to do away with all his possessions. So as he's going, he's passing by the Yid's house. He's screaming and yelling, Vanitzak, Vanitzak. He sees the lights on and he sees, oh, that's that Yid that owes me money. Oh, him I can trust. He goes to the door. He says, I know you owe me, but don't worry about that now. We don't have to deal with that. Forget it. I forgive you. Do me a favor. I need to go out of town. And I have all my possessions over here. I can't explain the Omaisa. I want you to hold on to all this for me. I trust you. If I come back within the year, for watching it over, one of these sacks will be completely yours. If I don't make it back within the year, it's all yours. Here, take it. Vanitzak! Yeshuas. So this Yid wanted to go back to the Koznitz Rebbe. He wanted to go back to tell him what happened. So he travels all the way back to him. And he gets to him, and listen to this. He walks in, he's allowed into the room for Yechidus. And the Rebbe looks up to him. And before he says a word, he says, Ein lecha ma lahoydes li al anes. You don't have to thank me for anything on the miracle. Ki ata im shachta alecha. You brought it upon yourself, this Yeshua. When you screamed out during Vanitzak, you can't make it up. Chevra, we have this opportunity, Lel Seder. to daven me'am kasalev to the Rabbeinu Shalom v'nitzak. But the emes is we should understand from this malbum what it's to daven in such a way always, to daven to Hashem, not reliant on anything else but Hashem, and that tzchus all our tefillos will always be answered for Yeshuos, for Refuos, for each and every one of us, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Everyone should have a heilig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos Kodesh.